Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Thursday, September 5th, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here.
Yeah, you say that now. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Andrew has become an expert liar. I'm impressed.
Isn't it impressive?
It is, actually. I'm seriously impressed.
Yeah. I, too, admire your skill at sounding like you actually are, in fact, happy to be here. As Brian and I spend a bunch of time talking about music that you have never heard of. Also today, before we get started, I would like to say happy birthday to Charlotte Henry. She is not with us today because she's off doing awesome birthday-related things. And we will talk to her again soon. But in the meantime, Brian, I would like to talk to you about Apple and cryptocurrency. But Andrew, this was a story you wrote up for us this morning, yeah?
Not yet, but I will.
Okay. So sneak peek for people who are listening to this promptly.
Yep. Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Stuff.
Yep.
All right. So Andrew, live from the TARDIS, tell us about Apple and cryptocurrency.
Yeah, so Jennifer Bailey, she's the vice president of Apple Pay. She did an interview with CNN. They talked about, the usual talking points like Apple Pay is private and secure and it's popular. But a couple of interesting comments she made was that she said Apple is looking closely at cryptocurrency. I think she called it an interesting market.
Mm-hmm.
And she also mentioned certain aspects of Apple Pay that customers have been interested in, like tipping.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll see that in the future. Another thing, let's see. Talking about more things that you could do with Apple Pay, like a big thing that some countries are doing, actually, is putting their driver's license and passports in Apple Pay. She said that maybe that will come. At least that's an option in the future. It'll just take some time because, an ID like that has to be government issued.
Sure.
So they might have to work with them on that.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that they are commenting on cryptocurrency. But Brian, I know cryptocurrency is far more in your wheelhouse than mine, so I'd like to hear your thoughts on this.
Well, Apple's. Where do we even start? Tim Cook has long been the king of. We find this interesting, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting being at the intersection of electric cars and autonomous vehicles and ride sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And the wrist is an interesting place. We've gotten little teasers like that from Tim Cook in the past, or what may end up being teasers if mm-hmm. it could also be misdirection if Apple doesn't do anything. But my point is that this is certainly in that same vein that Tim Cook has been practicing for quite a while. The question is, what does it mean? And I've seen some different reactions. A lot of folks seem to be jumping towards the idea that Apple would do its own cryptocurrency, like an Apple coin,
mm-hmm.
similar to what Facebook has done with Libra.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I just want to pause right there really quick and point out for people who don't know what we mean with cryptocurrency. We're talking about things like Bitcoin that you may have heard about that are these digital currencies and Brian knows a whole lot about that piece of it. But cryptocurrency, the one that most people have heard of is usually Bitcoin, or that Facebook wants to start doing this with something they call Libra.
Right. And, and Facebook's entire sheen on Libra is to become a global currency and essentially compete with governments in terms of finance and to be able to do whatever it wants with money without having to get the approval of those pesky global governments. But that's rules. that's the rules, right? And there is no way Apple is thinking along those lines. There is zero chance that that is what Apple means when they're talking about cryptocurrency being interesting and that they're keeping an eye on it, right? Is that Andrew? What were some of the other quotes? There were like three things I think she said about cryptocurrency.
She just said, we're watching cryptocurrency. We think it's interesting, and we think it has interesting long-term potential.
Right. And those are sort of, you know, mealy-mouthed comments that don't really mean much of anything, except for the fact that it means that Apple is actually keeping its eye on the space rather than ignoring it entirely. Because heretofore, like in the App Store, Apple has a pretty mixed record on cryptocurrency. They won't allow any kind of device cryptocurrency mining on apps, for instance. And they've also been fairly hostile to any kind of apps that trade in that actually allow you to like earn Bitcoin inside them, things like that. So and the Apple Card itself has language that prohibits buying of cryptocurrency with Apple Card. I actually think that that's probably coming more from Goldman Sachs than Apple, but I don't have any proof of that.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I think that's actually just Goldman Sachs wanting to, you know, like bankers get a bank.
Yeah.
So all of this is interesting. I don't know exactly where Apple might go with this, but I am highly confident that Apple is not talking about doing its own cryptocurrency. I think it's more that they see Apple Pay maybe being able to play a role within the existing cryptocurrency or maybe a future cryptocurrency industry. That makes more sense to me than Apple thinking that they need or would want to or could get away with doing their own coin. Because, like, I personally think that, for instance, that Facebook, of course, you know, Facebook's goal with Libra is, quite frankly, in my opinion, evil. And I think they're going to get shut down by those same global governments that they're trying to usurp in the first place, which is should happen. And it's, you know, it's what Facebook is trying to prevent from happening in the first place. And we've got this weird, you know, what is it? Conception? Mm-hmm. Inception is the movie, I think, where, you know, we're like, you know, yes. what's coming first and who's doing what. So I just don't think that Apple is going, has any interest in being in that kind of role.
Now, when I heard about this, and remember, I don't know a whole heck of a lot about cryptocurrency or any of that. One of the things that we hear about a lot that goes hand in hand with cryptocurrency is blockchain. And as a technology itself, the little tiny bit of stuff I know about blockchain sounds like something that might be interesting to a company that tries to make sure that it is valuing people's security and helping keep all that stuff safe. So,
well, yes, that is true. There is a lot of potential for blockchain technologies that go well and truly beyond cryptocurrency.
Right. But most of the time when you hear about it with cryptocurrency, or you hear that somebody got some obscene amount of money because they want to do, you know, DoorDash, yeah, but with blockchain, you know, and that automatically makes it something that people are willing to invest in. Well,
there was certainly a little bit of hysteria associated with the term blockchain in terms of investment. But I think that if Apple's interest here had been focused solely on blockchain, I don't know why on had two syllables when I said it just then, but that if they were focused on blockchain, that they would have said blockchain and not cryptocurrency. So,
well, but
they're telegraphing their interest in cryptocurrency.
But I just sort of thought, like, if they're keeping an eye on the cryptocurrency space, that's something that takes up some cryptocurrency space. So I could see where that might be the reason that they're spending time.
Yeah, but it's
looking at some of that. So
cryptocurrencies rely on blockchain. Blockchain was invented as part of Bitcoin. At least that's my recollection. Uh-huh. And all of the existing cryptocurrencies are running on some kind of blockchain. But again, if that's, I mean, if Apple was interested, they would have said specifically something about blockchain.
Okay.
And not cryptocurrency.
Well, so much for that theory. Rats. But you are one of the people who's in the, like, Apple's not getting into the cryptocurrency game.
Apple's not going to do Apple Coin. Right. Apple's not going to do Apple Coin. Apple has no need to do that. They don't have the same sort of, I mean, Apple has never been as arrogant as Apple is about some things. They have never been as arrogant as Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, for sure.
What about turning Apple Cash into like a cryptocurrency wallet?
Yeah.
Or giving it the option, maybe, instead of just 100% cryptocurrency wallet. Like, you could also keep cryptocurrency in it, you mean?
Yeah.
That's possible, but it'd be kind of weird. Apple has worked hard to keep Apple Cash and Apple Pay in the realm of the existing banking paradigm.
Okay.
I mean, Apple certainly could make a wallet a Bitcoin wallet too, but that seems kind of weird. You know, what I really think that they're talking about is simply making the App Store more friendly to cryptocurrencies and possibly even making iOS and or iPadOS more friendly to cryptocurrency technologies, like making it easier possibly to transact or probably some sort of making it easier to transact. I don't know what shape that would take, and there are certainly aspects of that that are counter to Apple, but I would have said that Apple finding this space interesting is also counter to Apple. So there you go.
Yep.
I'm interested, partly because, the theory I had didn't pan out. So,
hold on. Way too early to say it didn't pan out just because I poo-pooed it.
Well, that's okay. Well, but I think that you are correct in that if what they were thinking of was blockchain, maybe they would have said blockchain instead, you know, that would be the thing that they would be talking about if that's the thing that they're interested in. That makes a lot of sense. So we will see how that develops. I think it will. I still feel like there might be something to Andrew's idea, even though I think, to your point, Brian, that, yeah, there's, Apple trying to sort of be legit about this. But I do think that maybe there's something to, like, Apple Pay Cash also being able to pay people in Bitcoin or something. Like the Square Cash app will let you take the Square Cash that you have, and if you want to convert it to Bitcoin or something, I think it lets you do that. I've never done it, but I know that Bitcoin is one of the options there. So we'll have to see how that goes. Now, Andrew, you also had another story this morning about iPhones listening, and I really want to hear about this.
Yeah, so a couple of security researchers did a test where they put a Android phone, a Samsung one, and then a iPhone into a room. They called this the outer room. So there's nothing in this room with noise except for 30 minutes, they played the sound of cat and dog food advertisements on repeat. And they kept apps okay. open for Facebook, Instagram, Chrome, Snapchat, YouTube, and Amazon with full permissions on each platform. And they did that for 30 minutes, and then they tested the output to see if there was some kind of listening going on, or if the advertising changed to cat and dog food, and they didn't find anything like that. So one of them said he's putting his name, like he's comfortable putting his name on the line and saying, we have no evidence that this is going on.
Okay. Now, the question that I had about when I read this story was that, and yes, let me preface all of this by saying I know that the plural of anecdote is not data, but I know more than one person who has said something along the lines of, I was in a place with another person and we sat and had a conversation about whatever it was that we don't normally discuss. And then, an hour later I was scrolling through Facebook on my phone and I started seeing nothing but ads for that thing. And so the thing that I wonder about is if it's not something that your phone is picking up and listening to you speak, or that, you know, if you have an A-lady that the A-lady is listening to you speak about, then where, like, what is the chain of events that's causing that to happen? That would be the thing I would want to know.
The plural of coincidence is also not data.
Yes.
We humans matrix, right?
Yes.
We look for patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we find patterns when there are no patterns, but it looks like a pattern. So we think it's a pattern.
Okay.
It's probably a pattern.
Yeah.
The pattern's probably there, right? I can totally see that pattern. And there's no pattern there. And to Andrew, I know you did this as a link teaser. Read that second paragraph that you quoted because it's super pertinent to me.
Yeah. So the second paragraph says, the results won't surprise these in the information security industry who have known for years that the truth is that tech giants know so much about us that they don't actually need to listen to our conversations to serve us targeted adverts.
Yeah. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. And sometimes coincidences happen.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Right. The thing that was interesting to me about it was the specificity of some of this. So, you know, Brian and I are sitting in my living room and we have a conversation about a place that we went to in San Francisco like 10 years ago. And later on Facebook, I'm scrolling through Facebook. I mean, I don't scroll through Facebook on my phone, but if I did, like, then later on Facebook, I start getting ads for that specific place, which is not a place is near me because I don't live in San Francisco. Is a place that I have not been in some vast amount of time. And for some reason, out of nowhere, it's popping up on my feed right after Brian and I have been talking about this place at length.
This is a hypothetical situation.
Right. Right. But yeah, I'm trying to give it like an actual, like put some parameters around it instead of being vague about two people discussing a thing. So yeah, this is another thing that's actually happened to me, but that's exactly the kind of thing that it is. And I know blue car syndrome is a thing, but those are the specific instances that I wonder about. And I am very curious about that chain of events because it is the same sort of thing. Like, it's not a place I've been lately. It's not a place I've looked up recently. So there's not like a web history of me looking at it or anything like that. And it's not near me. I haven't been there. And all I did was talk about it and suddenly it pops up on my screen.
Remember Eric Schmidt saying that this was years ago, saying that Google knows what you're thinking before you do?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
It's not because they're listening. Not because they're listening to us.
Right. Interesting.
And now the one thing that is listening to us are some of the TVs, and some devices are tracking us by listening to hypersonic frequencies, not hypersonic frequencies that the humans can't hear, mm-hmm. that are being subsonic. Played during adverts, so that they can tie you to your device. And tie and additionally track you to your device. But that is a lot different than like listening to you to try to, you know, glean things to throw ads at you based on what you're talking about. That's right. A completely different form of pernicious craptitude by tech companies. And those aren't, I mean, well, Facebook may be doing some of that, Amazon may be doing some of that, but you know, like Apple's not doing it. Apple's not facilitating it. I don't even think Google's trying to do that. And it's a different kind of listening.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This concept. Okay.
Yeah, so, that makes sense. Yeah. And if you're curious about pattern recognition, I can recommend to you a really entertaining read by William Gibson. I'm just kidding. So it's good to know that somebody actually tried this. Andrew, I was pleased to see the article because I kind of wanted to see if anybody had gotten to the bottom of some of the specifics of this. And it ended up not going sort of the way I thought it would, I guess. So I'm still curious to see if anybody is still having experiences like this, because I know that we've had a lot lately about the A-Lady listening to you and actual people on the other end listening to some of the interactions that you have with your assistants, and that some of that practice has changed. And I wonder if maybe that's put an end to it. So if this is something that has happened to you recently, we would like to hear about it. You can email observations@macobserver.com. You can catch us at TMO Daily on Twitter, or you can leave a comment in the show notes. And we look forward to your letters in this case. I would like to thank both of you for being here today. Brian, thanks so much for coming by.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us. Good times.
And Andrew, thanks for being here today. Break it down for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. We'll be right back.